Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Eric Sparrow with the Sparrowism Movement. I wanted to send you some daily inspiration to start off your day. And I wanted to say that it's not our days that define us, it's our ways that define us. So let's start this day off with the right way. One of the words that really is just ringing in my mind that I made sure that I had to tell you about was encouragement. A lot of times we don't even look at the root word that is within. It's courage. Our courage is what gives us the ability to be able to give encouragement to others, and also is the same courage that we have to lean on as well to be able to feel that courage that turns into encouragement. And we have to know how to self-stabilitate ourselves and do personal inventory of our own thought process, of our own goals, dreams, aspirations, and inhibitions. If it's to be, it's up to me. And winners make things happen and losers let things happen. And I'm a true firm believer of any and everything that we go through, we grow through as long as we keep on going. I was listening to a motivational speaker yesterday. His name is Les Brown, world renowned, known very well. And he was actually doing a Zoom live cast with his daughter as well. And one of the things he said is that if I do fall down, I hope that I fall down on my back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And it was just amazing. His perspective was just so riveting and just so positive. He went through so many different things as far as cancer. I believe his pancreatic cancer. They didn't give him he didn't have a high percentage to be able to make it through, and he did with laughter. And he was saying that laughter adds so much more time to your level of energy and progression and positivity, as when you have an angry thought that takes away hours off of your level of energy and intensity throughout your day. So it was just amazing of just those different things that talk about just the human psyche. You know, they say it takes much more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So that's why we got to turn our frown upside down and making sure that we're as positive as possible throughout whatever we face. And it's just one of those things where I think of a story that comes to mind. And this story is called Push. And so a gentleman was in his field. He was, you know, plowing and farming and getting all the hay for a horse. And he got really, really motivated. And he was speaking out, and he's speaking to God. And he was like, God, I want to become, you know, better and stronger. And God reached out to him, and God said, hey, well, if you want to, and I'm very excited for you and the positive things that you're doing with your farm, I'm going to put this rock right here, and I want you to move this rock. And the gentleman said, okay, I'll definitely do it. And he started out day one. He was pushing and pushing and pushing, and the rock was so huge, and it wouldn't move. And so he came out the next day, because God said, drop everything, and this is what I want you to focus on. And he was pushing, and the rock wouldn't move. And day after day, he came out with the same intensity, and he put in a work's day worth of trying to move the rock. And then one day he got really upset, and the devil came and was like, hey, he's got you trying to move this stupid rock, and you've got your grass growing so high, you're having to work extra hours just to make sure you can maintain the farm. And he was laughing at him. And, you know, so the next day he came out and he slipped a little bit, and he was just so frustrated. He said, you know, I give up. And right at the moment that he gave up, God came and said, hey, well, what's going on? He was like, you wanted me to move this rock, and I tried and I tried and I tried, and I couldn't do it. And so the guy, you know, just got so frustrated and upset. And God said, hold on. My instruction to you was only to push the rock, not to move it. He said, look at you now. Your arms are stronger. You're more chiseled. Your tone, your calves and your leg muscles are more built. Your hands are tougher. Now that you have put in and you have endured I will move the rock. And so the acronym for PUSH is pray until something happens. So no matter what happens in your day, continue to push through your way and continue to make sure that no matter what is there, it might be there. It might be an obstacle that may be there longer than you think that it should be, but it's for your making and not for your breaking. So keep on pushing throughout your day. If you've enjoyed what you've heard this morning, please leave a comment and I will make sure to upload more inspirational little nuggets, no more than 10 minutes. I try to make them real short and get the point across and not elongate different things. However, make sure to reach out Sparrowism. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook, and also, like I said, leave a comment in the comments section. Thank you very much, and you all have a great day. Be blessed, not stressed.